I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama lawmakers are currently being polled about their support for lottery legislation as Governor Robert Bentley contemplates calling a special session to address Medicaid funding. Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh says legislative leaders are gauging interest from state legislators. Marsh says those discussions come as Governor Bentley contemplates calling a special session that could include a lottery bill. Last week, Governor Bentley released a statement saying he'd make an announcement soon as to whether he'd call a special session on Medicaid funding. He and State Medicaid Commissioner Stephanie Azar say the state's Medicaid system lacks about $85 million in needed funding. Alabama is one of only six states without a state lottery. Alabama voters rejected a lottery proposal in 1999. The Democratic National Convention kicks off today in the city of brotherly love. APR's student reporter Taylor Sweeney has more.
Alabama will have 72 Democratic delegates on hand when the Democratic National Convention gets underway today in Philadelphia. Nancy Worley is the Alabama Democratic chairwoman, and she says the convention will not only serve as an introduction of Hillary Clinton as candidate for president, but an opportunity for several delegates of vast backgrounds to meet.
Each day of the convention, Monday through Thursday, there will be caucus meetings and council meetings representing various groups so that they can get their voices heard in the Democratic Party.
Worley says that she hopes people will watch both conventions and that they pay close attention to each candidate and what they speak on. For APR News, I'm Taylor Sweeney in Tuscaloosa.
Alabama is in the middle of a hot and humid summer, and federal aid is available to help senior citizens who may be particularly vulnerable to the heat. Elderly people can get assistance in paying their air conditioning bills through the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program. Willie Whitehead is the unit chief of the Energy Division of the Alabama Department of Economic and Community Affairs. He says the program assists low-income families with paying their cooling bills.
And they are really vulnerable households, so, you know, and they have heat-related illnesses. So it's important that these people receive this assistance in order to keep their electricity on so they can cool their homes and be comfortable. And it's a health and safety issue, too.
Whitehead says last year they were able to help around 90,000 households. And the Collegiate Triathlon Club National Championships are coming back to Alabama next year. Triathlon clubs from around the country will travel to the championships in Tuscaloosa for the fifth time since 2007. The annual event will include a swim, bike, and run through a course designed around the Tuscaloosa Amphitheater. No official date has been set, but the event will likely be held in late April of next year. Now for today's forecast.
Scattered showers and storms in the forecast for today. An afternoon high in the low to mid-90s. Chance of rain around 30%. Heading into the day tomorrow, a very similar story. Still scattered showers and storms possible. By Wednesday, though, we drop into the lower 90s and rain chances actually increase to around 40%. I'm WVOA's Hunter Williams, and that's your local weather forecast.